You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is our weekly Tigers talk with Jason Beck. Beck, the Tigers had a huge comeback win Sunday in Baltimore. Really can't overstate how much they needed that. They've dropped 11 of their last 13 overall going into this week's series with the Twins. Obviously, you know, we talked about this last week, Brad Ausmus's job security. It continued to be a talking point as the losses have piled up. And I don't know that one win necessarily takes all the heat off. But, you know, where do things stand, do you think, with Ausmus? And is that leash shortening by what's developed here the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow because while they, I mean, they've struggled mightily, they've been playing some pretty tough opponents the last few series. Now, that said, they hadn't played good baseball against those opponents. So, I mean, that's more concerning maybe even in the results. I think it's interesting from the standpoint that their stretch of baseball gets easier here coming up, not just with the homestand, but also with the opponents they're playing, starting with the Twins and Rays this week. And then going forward after that, there's a chance for them to pick up some wins and maybe build some momentum. That said, if they don't get it going in this stretch, then if it's possible to worry even more about them, then I think you do. But you know, at least if you can survive to this point, you can at least see an opportunity to rack up some wins and maybe get a chance to have this team playing a little bit better.
Yeah, they could certainly use a nice run. We know that going into the Twin Series, Cameron Maben will be back on the active roster after suffering that wrist fracture, about 2 months ago at this point. What's the plan with Maben here moving forward? And also, Beck, what went in the decision to send down Anthony Gose as opposed to Steven Moya, who had obviously just been recently promoted?
Well, on the Maben part, you know, he pretty much shapes up to be the everyday center fielder now, I would expect. You know, unless they get some road trips and some smaller ballparks where you feel comfortable playing Justin Upton in center, you know, Maben shapes up to be the primary guy, overwhelmingly so, with Anthony goes down. I think they're looking for an offensive injection. I think you know, they're looking for somebody to not just provide speed there, but also provide some better overall contribution. They've been waiting for Maben to get healthy to move Ghost out of the lineup until they couldn't wait any longer. Then they started getting creative with some opportunities there really for the last few weeks. You saw Tyler Collins get a couple games there homestand before that, which ended in ill-fated fashion. Andrew Romine got a little bit of playing time out there. You know, then you had the Upton experiment in the smaller outfield in Baltimore. Now, the Ghost thing has been a frustrating point, I think, for Ausmus, really, for the most part, since the start of the season, where you know the bat just wasn't coming around. And it got to the point where the speed and some of the ability he provided on defense wasn't enough to justify the regular spots and the outs that were going on.
And Moya finished a homer shy of the cycle on Sunday, so he's making his case to stick around. One guy we know is sticking around, Beck, is Justin Verlander, of course, and had a really rough outing in Cleveland a couple weeks back. I remember going into that, Brad Ausmus had made the point that, look, this guy's only had one bad start going back to last July, and then sure enough, that night he got roughed up. But ever since then, two straight dominant outings from JV. Are we starting to see, more of the guy we saw in the second half last season?
Well, if you look historically, this is around the time in a lot of seasons where he starts turning things around, at least when he started out the year healthy. You know, all the way back to 2009 and then 2011, 2012. It was really around early to mid-May when the weather started warming up that Verlander usually would round in the form for some reason or another. And it seems like that might be the case here. I know he said after that Cleveland outing that you know, he kind of feels like this reminds him of 2009, in that April was a mess, May was starting out as a transition period for him, that he felt like he was really kind of on the cusp of finding that form. He looks sharper. He looks more effective. He's able to rattle off some long stretches of outs and get that offense back at the plate. So we'll see. I mean, he's going to have a couple more opportunities here. Again, not to pound on the schedule, but he's going to have a couple more opportunities here to put together some strong outings. So, we'll see what he can do heading into Memorial Day weekend.
Like, how about J.D. Martinez? He was 7-for-52 with 20 strikeouts in 13 games entering Sunday. And then in the eighth inning Sunday, he checks his swing on a 2-2 pitch, just barely avoids the strikeout there, and then drills the next pitch over the wall from Darren O'Day to tie up that game. And then Miggy Cabrera follows with a home run on his own. The Tigers win. How huge was that home run for J.D. Martinez?
That's big. Now, that said, he was able to provide a little bit of punch off of Scherzer last week, and it didn't really carry over.
Yeah.
So, it's going to take more than one hit, but it's at least gives him some positive reinforcement, and at least gives him a chance to maybe take a deep breath.
Yeah, definitely. But, certainly a guy whose slow start has contributed to the way things have started off. And the bullpen has had an especially rough couple of weeks. Mark Lowe really struggled this season. He had the 1.96 ERA last year. What can you tell us about the relief corps in general and its ability to get back on track here?
Well, Lowe feels like he's been struggling on and off for much of the season, maybe even dating back to spring training. It really hasn't seemed like we've seen that Mark Lowe that they felt like they were getting when they signed him, that guy who looked awfully strong down the stretch in Toronto last season in a playoff race there. Justin Wilson at least had a dominant April before things turned south for him. Francisco Rodriguez feels like he's turning a corner now. He's been able to put together some solid outings when he's actually had a late-inning lead to protect, which has been often lately. The arms are there. It just seems like they can't put together, string together strong outings one after the other from one reliever to the next. Justin Wilson has had his struggles here. Mark Lowe, Alex Wilson took a turn for the worse, I think about a week or so ago. Even Drew Verhagen's been up and down, which I guess you kind of expect out of a younger pitcher like that. He's still only in like his second season of relief pitching. But it's one of those where, I know it gets compared with past bullpen, but it's a more talented bullpen than they've really had in the last two or three years. I think right now it's a matter of getting guys in order that they can display that talent a little bit better.
Last thing, Beck, you mentioned the Scherzer game last week, and I find stuff like this stunning when these little trivia pieces present themselves. But Brad Ausmus was involved in three of the four 20-strikeout games. He was in the lineup against Roger Clemens in 96, against Kerry Wood in 98, and then, of course, in the dugout last week. That's a man who knows his way around a 20-strikeout game, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he actually compared them during a break in his exasperation after that game. He felt like, I think he said he felt like Kerry Wood's outing was better than Scherzer's, but that Scherzer's was probably better than Roger Clemens's. So it's fun to look at those and see that, in all of those, the walk rate was low to nil, but nothing like that ball strike ratio that Scherzer put up.
All right, there you have it. There's the latest word from Jason Beck. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.